Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's a sunshine day.
It's a sunshine day because
it's a sunshine day.
Because you got fucked last night.
I don't talk about my private life on the podcast.
Y'all,
thank y'all for bearing with me. I had an appointment with a friend who I'd seen in a long time,
and he made a stopper.
And by that, I mean a friend who I'd never met.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
You know how those friends who...
Yeah.
Some of those friends who your most cherished ones are the ones you've never met.
Never
before.
Met. So
we had a lovely time.
I know we made y'all wait another day to finish this show, but in actuality, you're going to get 2 hours of a podcast instead of just one hour.
I don't need to justify.
Isn't it a benefit?
Everything.
You had a 10-inch dick, so you got what you wanted.
It's a sunshine day.
Think I'll go for a ride on your dick now. Foreskin is calling my name. It's calling me. I just can't.
How'd you know we had foreskin?
Well, remember you showed me the picture.
That's true.
Anyway, y'all. So we're back. Welcome
we're back.
To
this is 90 Day Gays episode. Buddha, Buddha, Buddha.
No, this is episode. They are weird
part
about the
two.
Numbering. This is part two.
Can
of
I get a witness?
Witness. I'm Maddie, a.k.a. Matt.
And who am I? I'm Poodle.
Yes, a.k.a. Jake. Thank you for joining
us. I
got
bug brain sometimes.
Y'all, we're going to...
It's not really clear.
We're going to jump into this. One thing, we got to do this up front. Otherwise, we're worried we're going to forget
it. Oh, yeah.
Survey. So, Jackie, our fearless...
Den Mother Jackie.
Den Mother Moderator Jackie in the Facebook group is done. We're doing a little survey. We just want to get some information.
Survey Monkey.
We just want to get some information about... Truly about how we really are. We do want to make this show better.
We're not like Google. We don't need all your personal information.
We don't want that. But even if y'all have noticed in the Patreon, like we've tried to up our ante and make the Patreon look better. We want the show to be better.
Y'all, if you haven't, I know if you were a Patreon member at the watch along level, we got our tech looking a lot better.
It's a lot better. It sounds a lot better. So we do this because, yes, Poodle yells on the microphone. He loves money. But also, more than anything, Poodle even said this to me. Like, if we're having a bad day, sometimes we'll go and read what y'all talk about in the Sissy Squad.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
We really love this community, and we always want to give y'all a great show. So answer the survey if you can. Jackie's going to post in the Facebook group. I'm putting it in the show notes. It's going to be a hyperlink that will just, in all caps, say, take survey here. Yeah.
And it's 10 questions,
it's
y'all.
It's 10 questions. It takes you literally 45 seconds. If you don't fill out this survey, then you don't love us.
Wow. I wouldn't have gone there. But I will. And then if you enter for the survey,
oh,
you
yeah.
are registered to win a dozen Dick Pig cookies, y'all.
Dick Pig cookies.
Dick Keep Pig
cookies. Cookie. Talking about the Dick Pig.
Dick Pig cookies.
Cookie time. It's Dick Pig time.
I'm fairly convinced there's no actual sex juices in the cookies.
There is not. So, and Sissy Squad, which I don't have the name right now, but a Sissy Squatter is making them.
She's a baker.
We will tag her and everything on social media.
And all she needs. So you get entered to win all this. And you,
we have a couple of bakers.
You get to help us. We have a couple master bakers.
We have her. We have Susan.
You didn't even get that.
Oh, master.
There we are.
That was fun. That was like Dr. Pepper Schwartz. It took me a bit.
Boy. Slow on the uptake, this
Dr.
one.
Dr. fucking Pepper Schwartz.
So, y'all, we need this survey information because it helps us progress on what to do. Because, like, sometimes we're like two blind squirrels looking for a nut.
It's true.
Literally. I'm just looking for my
literally.
Next nut.
And like we told y'all last episode, we're planning on doing a live meetup. This lets us know if y'all are even interested in this kind of shit.
Yeah. Because, like, people in the Season Squad is like, yeah, let's meet up. And we rent a thing and like three people show up. And then I just get drunk because I'm sad.
That's true.
Opposed to.
Y'all, no one wants a sad poodle.
No.
Because
you don't
want
to see it.
Sad poodle starts to feel sad and then just gets angry. And it's not good. I've seen her.
That's fair.
I've seen her.
You know, that's accurate.
When a man has slighted her.
That's accurate. Ooh. Watch the fuck out. Come at us. If you don't get mad, you get even.
Boy, that's poodle. That's poodle. All right, so let's take that survey and show notes. Let's jump in.
We had talked about Anna and Marcel, and we talked about Tania and Sinjin. Y'all, that
really
was a whole show.
That took the hour. And then we talked a little bit
about Natalie and Mike. And that was a quick little thing.
Is Olga still in China?
As far as I know.
Okay.
A raven beat across my door tonight.
Oh, okay.
So it still might be her. And you know what? It did have a bra in its beak, so that's
Could
the
be.
Symbol.
Could be.
And it had a Russian hat on, so maybe everything's okay.
Maybe everything is okay.
You know, like I said before, if anybody can survive a Walking Dead zombie apocalypse, it's Olga.
It's Olga. We'll see if we'll see her later. Maybe not.
Maybe.
So let's jump. Do you want to jump into Blake
Jasmine
and Jason?
Blake?
Jasmine and Blake?
Yeah.
So, by the way, there were so many comments about how big his nipples are.
I was kind of taken aback by them as well. His areolas.
Oh, his areolas. I liked it. I thought it was sexy. But
I like big
areolas.
Like
I do.
Big pepperoni areolas.
Y'all, if you like big areolas, come at me. Let me know.
I'm freaked out by tiny nipples as well.
I'm
like
very
Craig,
freaked out by tiny nipples.
Like Craig from Southern Charm.
Yes. He has tiny nipples.
But big areolas like freak me out as well. Don't ever do that again. His areolas are huge though.
They're big.
Yeah, they'd be great on a girl. He'd make a good male to female trans person because
his
areolas would be the right shape.
I feel like this is gray area. Let's just keep going. All right, y'all. Blake goes to the flower market. We go to the flower market. I love that place.
I want to talk about that Jasmine, and this was discussed on the squad a little bit. Are we recording?
We are recording.
Okay. That Jasmine has never been to a wedding. Now, she's 20-something, and I guess robots do live a different life. I guess they have more home weddings.
Well, this is what I was going to... Everybody was so confused that Jasmine is so clueless about weddings. Y'all,
she was made in a lab.
The programmer forgot to put wedding in Jasmine's programming.
That's true.
That was it. Because no woman in the world.
And she read about them. She's like, I need a bouquet.
Because no woman in the world is this clueless about weddings.
I agree.
I mean, no woman.
But she bought a wedding dress that kind of looks like a slip.
It was pretty.
It was pretty.
It fit her well-ish. It was a little tight.
Yeah. For a wedding dress, it fit her.
It was more appropriate than Tania's, at least as far as the venue. Tania looked like fucking Wednesday Addams.
She did.
In her backyard wedding.
So, I am not a wedding person because she's not an actual person.
No. She's not
a
person.
She's an actual robot.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. She's sent from the Finnish government to spy on Americans.
Yes.
And she has her twat cam.
And she wants to have a small wedding, or even just her and him, so that way she can put a chip in his brain and make Blake a femme man.
A
man bot. That's
a man
what he
bot.
Would be.
So
mask bot?
No, he's definitely not a mascot.
Man bot. We'll go with man bot.
So he goes to the flower market.
Yes.
She's like, I guess I carry flower down the aisle. And I said, robot weddings really must not be.
Really doesn't get it. Which, by the way, y'all, if you want us to go to the flower market, well, Poodle doesn't like to go because he sneezes the whole time.
I do sneeze. I have been.
But I love it. A coffee in the flower market's a great Saturday
to me,
morning.
It's just too. That's really fucking gay.
It's true.
To me, there's too many things. It overwhelms my senses a little bit.
I love it, but you got to get up early and get there at like 7 a.m. Blake did
already,
not do that.
Already, I'm not there for it.
Already. Jake just moved his hand in front of my face. Like,
You said 7 a.m., my hand started shaking.
It
I'm
was like when,
sounds early.
Like when Jasmine, somebody mentions work, and she goes
no, inner peace. Need to focus on my inner peace.
Malfunction.
My favorite are all the glitches that we give her.
Protein bars.
Which should give her away as a robot.
I was really bothered by her blush. It looked horrible. She knows how to beat her face. It was this full-on line
in her
cheek.
I agree. She looked like a drag queen who didn't know how to contour.
She didn't blend
at all.
Yeah. It did not look good.
I think she does a lot of makeup tutorials. She looks a lot of makeup tutorials. So Blake says,
you know that she says all on social media that she's never had any plastic surgery.
Yeah, and people are saying it's just fillers.
They did like Anna fucking like put her bees on her lip.
And have you seen her previously? She looks so pretty.
She was
so fresh faced.
You know what? I have to say it is her. And like, y'all, she's going to look like Darcy in 10 years.
And Darcy, y'all, if you look at Darcy.
Was beautiful.
If you look at Darcy's older pics. It's really, not to sidebar a little bit, if you go to the Oscars, some people have kind of kept themselves kind of reasonably well preserved.
Jane Fonda looks amazing.
She hasn't done, I don't think she had a ton of, she may have had a facelift about 20 years ago, but it wasn't a full one.
It came out that she admitted it when everybody thought she hadn't had anything.
Yeah. It wasn't a full one.
Because for a while she denied it.
And I talked about this before. Deborah Messing has had Botox, but she hasn't had a full face done.
Yeah.
But like Renee Zellweger's face just settled last year, y'all.
It looks good now. It looks
but
like her.
But when she had it done, she looked like a fucking like Borg. It was a replacement.
I didn't feel like she looked bad at all. I feel like
but
she
it wasn't
just
her.
She didn't look like herself, but she looked like a pretty other person. But it didn't look like.
She'd look a pretty other person.
It didn't look like the guy that was in Iron Man 2, Mickey Rourke.
Oh, well, you should
He was so handsome.
But you should always look like yourself.
You should.
Right? With plastic surgery?
You should try to, yeah. Some people don't want to look like themselves, but when you're famous, you especially should.
You have to. Like, Renee's, that's her brand.
It's like Baby from Dirty Dancing. Nobody knows
who
she is.
Gina Davis looked pretty good.
Has she had work done?
Yeah, but not like a full face.
You know who looked great? Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, she did. She's had little things done, though.
She looks
fantastic. She's had little. Y'all, that's the thing. If you're going to get. We are all for making yourself feeling good.
I'm getting free Botox in April from my doctor. I signed up for the clinic. I'll let y'all know how it goes.
Free Botox?
Yes, yes.
What do they do?
The
like
nurse,
have
a sweet
mayonnaise
talker.
Sits outside?
I hope not, but we'll see.
Free Botox?
Yeah, because I showed
Don't
them the
picture. Don't let it be like last time when you got Botox
I showed
and
them the picture
face didn't
and she
move.
Said I got it done wrong. So I'm going to a medical doctor. They use
Please don't do this.
The medical doctor uses a different grade.
Okay.
I'm excited. Y'all, I'm using
maybe
Retin
they could,
A.
Maybe they could
I'm
get those lines gone.
Maybe. I'll let you know.
Because your frown lines, I can see them from here.
Yeah. I know. I'll ask them what they do for crepiness, too, to let you know.
You know, I would like crepiness. I would like to fill in my under eyes. That's what I would really like to fill in.
Oh.
Yours need filling in, too.
Mine just a little bit in the corners where yours does kind of look like a donut under your eye.
No, I can see the crow's feet under
Here's
yours,
Here's the
though.
Deal. Poodle will shade me for getting plastic surgery, but y'all, in about 10 years, because I'll be 50 then, so that'll be a good time. When I show up to a live show and I have a new face and look glorious, he won't say a word the entire time. And the next time we see him, he's going to look like fucking, like.
I'm going to look like Jocelyn the Catwoman.
Well, he's going to be like.
Jocelyn Walters.
He's going to come for me.
I will. I will drag you, and then I'll go to like Chinatown and get the stuff that they've like sat out on the steps. We're talking about.
He'll say, Maddie paid $10,000 for a facelift. Gah!
I could do better than that. So anyway, Blake, going back to Blake and Jasmine.
Come at us with your good plastic
so
surgery.
Blake says he would really rather have his dream wedding, which no straight man says. Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry, y'all.
No.
Sorry. No straight man has ever said,
dream
it's not my
wedding.
Dream wedding. I don't have a dream wedding, and I'm a big gay.
I think Blake.
Do you have a dream wedding?
You know what? I used to until I got in a relationship. And now that I'm in a relationship, I just want to get married, but it's not about a.
What was your dream wedding before then?
I think when I was younger and like Catholic, I was very much, I wanted to like.
Wow, you
really,
had a dream wedding as a Catholic boy?
I really wanted like a beautiful Catholic wedding, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, really pretty.
That tells
Catholic
you
wedding.
A lot about your mindset as a child.
I wanted like a choir. Well, I wanted
you had everything planned out but the bride.
But the bride. Yeah.
She wasn't a part of it, y'all.
She wasn't a part of
that
it.
That part was like a painting with like the bride or whoever it was he was married. That was like just a blank space.
Yeah, just like a.
The music, the officiant, what he was wearing, everything else was fine.
It was like the bride was like that extra child in Robert Annie's wedding, just their face blurred out. Didn't have the rights to it. But I will say, it all had to deal with. I wanted to be, quote unquote, I wanted to be a good straight boy. So it was all having the things that all the good straight people have in Catholic weddings that I saw. That's what I wanted. Now I'm like, I want to do a ceremony. I want to do something, but we'll
see. In a church?
I think maybe potentially a chapel.
Really?
But not like, well, because I just don't want to deal with the elements.
Yeah, I agree.
People get married on the beach here, y'all, and it's windy as fuck.
It is. Always windy.
And that bothers me. I would love.
And like random people are walking by your wedding.
Yeah, I don't want. You know who I actually loved where Lindsay got married? That chapel.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I love something like that I could do. We'll see. Anyway.
Anyway, so Blake did not get his dream wedding.
He did not get his dream wedding, but I agree. Y'all, come at us if you have a straight husband who said the phrase dream wedding.
Also, Blake said. Blake said, well, in a traditional wedding, we're not supposed to see each other. But I'm sure it'll be fine.
But I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, this has like storybook written all over it.
I mean, they're in a one bedroom apartment practically anyway.
That
so
her
where
parents
is it
live
go?
In as well.
I did think that it was sweet that he made her bouquet, and of course she didn't know what a bouquet was because again, family
hadn't had
not
that
program.
She hadn't had that chip programmed.
But. Did you think that was sweet? I thought that was sweet that he did that.
Yeah, but like the whole thing, she has this like haughty way. She's like, so I carry this? I carry this? And then she made fun of it with her family.
Jasmine is one of those people who something happened to her on the way to heaven because.
Something happened on the way to heaven.
That's a good song.
Phil Collins, y'all.
I don't think we sing the melody right.
No.
Did we?
I don't know what the melody is to that song. Something happened on the way to heaven.
Something. Hey, Siri, play Something Happened on the Way to Heaven. Well, she's silent.
You know, she's a dumb whore.
Dumb whore.
Again, we're sex positive. It's we're true. Not whore because she has sex a lot. She's just
whore
a whore.
She's dumb. I enjoyed the bouquet, though. I thought that was sweet.
I want to say that Blake says, you know, sometimes we just have to compromise. When has Jasmine compromised this whole season?
I brought it up last episode. She's never compromised ever. Ever.
She wouldn't go to see his friends.
No. Nope.
She left and went, text me. I won't. No.
I won't.
Sorry. Text me. No.
No.
That was my favorite response. Text me later. No.
No. But. Now, y'all, we did see. I saw like a blurb on it because I try not to read spoilers. So come at us though. But apparently, maybe you saw. Blake was either engaged or was Blake married before?
He
or
had
he had
a 90-day fiance.
He had a
K-1 visa before,
and they didn't marry though.
That's a red flag, y'all.
They didn't marry though, right?
Yeah,
they did.
No, I said I don't know.
He's gay, he's gay, he's gay. You know that he's gay.
He's gay, he's gay.
You know that he's gay.
He's gay, he's gay.
In a big way.
He's gay, he's gay. That's a meme.
That's a meme from Popeye. And we just adapted that.
Which...
For a long time, Maddie and Poodle.
Lindsay and I did not believe was an actual song in the movie of Popeye, because both of us had blocked out the bad songs.
Y'all, can we... Okay, this is a little... Okay, we're going to finish Blake and Jasmine.
Oh, is this an unscripted part of the show that you're going
to
tell me about
now? I'm sorry, I just have to talk about it now. Can we talk about how terrible most of the songs were that were nominated for the Oscar?
Oh, they were awful.
My.
Okay, and you know what? Cynthia Erivo's performance was great, but that song was dreadful.
Oh, see, I kind of liked that song, the Harriet song.
No, that was dreadful. It was dreadful.
I thought that was more
interesting. You did not listen. The lyrics were absolutely dreadful.
I wasn't listening to the lyrics on that one. I did notice there was a time where the lyrics didn't fully rhyme. But the melody was much better. You got to admit, the progression, like...
The Randy Newman song sounded like every Randy Newman song
you've ever
heard.
The Randy Newman song was terrible.
The Elton John song was the worst song Elton John has ever written.
That won the Oscar.
And the one that... Yeah, I'm glad Chrissy Metz can sing. But like, that song was garbage.
But nothing was as bad as that Frozen song.
Everyone's been liking that song. I hated that song.
That song is horrible.
And I will say, loved it how they had all the people dubbing her, because that's a big thing that they do, and I'm glad they showcased
that. I thought
that
was cool.
Yeah. But
it still sounded like
she
shit.
She sounded better than she normally does.
And then have that one girl.
Yeah. They didn't. As soon as that happened, I was like, well, that's not Idina Menzel.
Yeah. What they should have done.
Y'all, every single Oscar nominated song was garbage.
Sorry, this is a digression, but we should talk about it.
And then when they played Lose Yourself, and even though the sound was bad by Eminem.
Why are they playing Lose Yourself? I didn't get that.
Because it won Best Song. And I was like,
but like 10 years ago.
But I was like, oh, this is what Best Song used to be. A song that really did a lot for the movie. None of those songs did anything for the movie.
That's what a good song should...
Exactly.
They do it like this ancillary thing they play at the end credits.
Exactly. Yep. And that song... And they did like a thing where they showed like Rocky, it was Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
And now music doesn't function the same way. It's a shame.
You are right.
I am right about a lot of things.
Because think about the song Kokomo for the movie Cocktail. But seriously... Seriously, that was a good song. No.
That is one of the worst songs ever written.
But it was a good song for to promote
Aruba,
the...
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go down to Kokomo and get there faster, then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go. Way down to Kokomo.
And remember they were on Full House?
Jesse loved them.
It was a weird concept.
Anyway, I liked
the movie. How did we get on to Kokomo?
I thought it reminded Tom Cruise and Elizabeth Shue fucking in a beach lagoon where you could see your side boob.
Okay, I don't think that was on the list for a reason. anyway, to say some more, every song nominated was absolute garbage.
They were not good.
Garbage, y'all. Like, it wouldn't be worth... Like, I could write something at, like, 6 a.m. after being fucked by a black guy all night long, and it would be better than what that had
it's
been.
It's true. Y'all come at us if you're tired of your child singing Into the Unknown.
I will say, you know who sings it better than she did? Brendan Urie from... What the fuck is he from? Fuck, what is it? Everyone is screaming in their car right now.
Brendan Urie.
From, you don't know because you don't know any new music.
Oh, no, I don't. Who's Brendan Urie?
Oh, God, what's their name? Everyone's screaming in their phone.
Brendan Urie has big fat dick.
He has a big fat dick face.
Oh, Panic at the Disco.
Thank you, Panic at the Disco.
They sing Frozen?
He recorded a version of that.
Of Let It Go?
Of Into the Unknown.
Oh.
And it actually sounds better.
Brendan Urie is cute.
I kind of believe it when she sings it.
Look how cute he is.
I agree. He's kind of panned,
y'all,
too.
Y'all, it's a monster.
It's a. You know what? I've thought about it before. It's not a huge, huge dick. It's long, though. It's long.
All right. I also want to talk about RuPaul and Drag Race, but y'all or SNL, but we got to focus.
I was disappointed.
I was, too.
Thank you.
The reading sketch was funny.
That was, but it was like the only one.
It was the only one.
I think she went into it saying, I don't want to do a lot of sketches where I'm gay.
Yeah. That's kind
anyway,
of
anyway, we're talking about Jasmine Blake.
Speaking of
you
gay.
You did a big digression.
I did. We're going to get a bad review for
y'all,
that.
The preacher has an iPad.
He does have an iPad. But it's outside. I didn't mind that in an outside wedding.
Nope.
I didn't mind that at all.
You have a book. You have a notebook. Also, there was no photographer at this wedding to speak of, and every motherfucker there was using their phone. And it looks trashy.
I will say one thing.
No cell phones allowed at weddings. No cell phones.
That is a fantasy I have at my wedding. When I get married, not one
no cell phones.
Her person is going to be on their cell phone. Y'all, if you're at a wedding, be present. Be present and enjoy the love that's in the room.
Don't, because you're never going to watch it again.
You're never going to watch it again. You don't need to take a picture of it.
No.
Think about that before you take a video. Like,
because that's what you pay a videographer for.
Like, I was watching someone was at the Elton John party, and it was the guys from Queer Eye, and the cute one tan with his little hair.
He's the cute one for you?
I think he's attractive.
Yeah, he's cute.
I mean, let's be honest.
But you say
Karama's,
I know,
Karama's
come on.
My type. But I do like tan. I think he's handsome. But he's, like, standing by.
I think Bobby's cute. And I like Jonathan, too.
They're all cute. He's standing by Elton John's piano and recording it on his phone. I'm like, you are literally standing by Elton John.
We live in
take
this,
a moment.
We live in this culture of
we are way
I
off
need,
today.
I need to capture this.
No,
and
you need
really
to,
you need to feel it.
I was just about to say you need to feel it. So y'all, if you ever come to my wedding, your phone's going in a motherfucking bag.
They're bound. They should.
I'm gonna have a phone check.
I love that. And the thing about it is,
you know what? I'll put Poodle in charge of it. He'll come over. You know who I'll put in charge of it? Your mother.
Oh, mom's like, can I have your phone, please?
Can I have your phone, please?
And they're like, oh, I didn't bring mine. Give me your phone.
Give me your phone.
Go. And so anyway, Mother Poodle would be great at your wedding.
She would be great. But then in the middle of the ceremony, she would say, "Gah, I can't believe two men getting married. Ridiculous."
No, she would say, wait, is that a two men? I thought Nat was a girl. This whole time. And wait, because I don't have a problem with interracial marriage.
Yeah, but two
but
men?
But two, a gay man marrying another black man? God.
It's true.
Anyway, so, y'all, so there was no videographer or photographer at Blake's wedding. As I said before, you know all his friends are amateur photographers
because they live in L.A.
Someone could have taken pictures.
Y'all, if you live in Los Angeles and you do not have a friend that's an amateur photographer.
You don't have any friends.
You make friends. You need to get out.
Everyone here also takes pictures / headshots / everything.
/ everything.
Everyone. When I say I need headshots, 11,000 of my friends come out of the woodwork.
Exactly. They're like, please.
That's like the truest thing I've ever said.
It's true.
All of his friends are amateur photographers.
It's true.
Rita could have brought her like Canon X65.
It's true.
I don't think that's a model, but I just made that up.
I really want to focus on one of Blake's vows where he said, I will support you in times of trouble. And I went, oh, you're going to support her in times of goodness, too. You're just going to support her, bitch.
Yeah, that's the right thing. It's because she's working on inner peace.
You know what? And all the friends in this wedding, Jake says that this wedding was worse than Tania's. And actually, I agree with you. Because
it's the worst wedding.
They didn't decorate or do anything.
No, bunch of white folding chairs in a park.
It was, y'all, and we
thank God the production, like, taped off.
And, like, at one point, there was just it was like magnolia, just a plastic trash bag blowing behind them.
Oh, it was so awful.
It was horrible. You could see, like, trash cans.
There was no decoration, y'all. Why have it in a park, regardless? Why not just have it in, like, a Justice of the Peace?
And you know what? Again, it goes back to what I said before. If you're, like, not living with an intention, you're just, like, aimless in life. Because for them, you know, if they really loved each other, if they really seemed like a connected couple.
Yeah.
Even if this, and I can't believe I'm going to say it, even if it was Angela and Michael who said, we've been trying to do it this way and that way. We just need to get married. I believe it
more. There's a lot of love behind them.
That's what it is. But there was nothing of that. So it's
no,
like
there was nothing personal. That's nothing. The thing. There was no decorations. Their wardrobe was like whatever the fuck.
He made the bouquet for her. That was sweet, but he got a shirt from Express. Something weird.
You know what we say about Express, y'all? That's what you buy that before you come out of the closet.
It's true.
I got a lot of Express clothes, y'all.
Your church organist loves to sell at Express, y'all.
He loves the flat front khakis.
He does. He does.
He also works part-time at the flower shop.
I also noticed during the vows that Jasmine had to repeat a line that said, "And rejoice with you in happiness." And as she said it was like, "And rejoice." Literally, her face was trying to smile, and she was like,
"I never said too.
I don't understand happy protein bar."
I heard
almonds.
What she wanted?
Clean eating.
What she wanted?
Kale smoothie.
What she wanted to say was, "I promise I will not pull out your spine if you ever insult me."
Y'all,
my favorite part about us is the way we make her glitch.
It's true. We talked about this before. I went and looked up the robot in Superman 3. We weren't far off. We were not far off.
And then at the end of it all, she's like, "Were you crying? God, I wanted that. I wanted you to cry while I sit here and not cry."
And then she said, "I didn't even notice you were crying." Because again, they forgot to put that chip.
I didn't notice you were crying.
Did not notice. But well, the thing that I thought, I do think Blake has good friends because his friends did all.
Ooh, we saw Joey, that hot one with the big fat dick, y'all.
He is hot.
Well, you can tell I got fucked last night because I'm talking about big fat dick.
Y'all, here's the deal. When Poodle, you would think normally when he gets out of my system. No.
It's like chicken pox. It gets worse and worse and worse. But you know what? There's never a cure.
It's like an apple fritter donut. He never wants more than one. Because I've never seen anybody eat an apple fritter dinner like he was rimming an ass.
Oh, God. Come at me if you love a good apple fritter.
You eat apple fritters the way Cookie Monster eats cookies.
Nom, 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 everywhere. I got to talk about Cookie Monster later.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Rita and all the other friends, Rita said, "I had my doubts, but it was nice to witness some semblance of love at the wedding."
Yeah, the production scripted that for her.
Yeah, but all his friends came around. By the way, we totally forgot to talk about this, and I'm going to jump back, but tell me when you're finished with Rita and Blake, but there's something I want to mention about
Tania. I'm almost done with
Blake and Jasmine.
I want to say the parents, robot parents, said,
"Oh, yeah.
We have our own ways in Europe."
That's true. But
in robot country, we will destroy you, and you will beg for our pledge fealty to your robot overlords.
Overlord. But Mom did cry.
And Finland will take over the world. She did cry. She had a service system update.
Oh,
to be able
that's
to cry.
Why. iOS reboot.
I just wrote again. Couldn't they have hired a photographer? I mean, can no one operate a camera?
Because they're fucking broke.
But like any of their friends.
I know.
It's just like
at least Sinjin and Tani were like his friend Jord. He was like Jord. Chart. You're the photographer.
Yeah, I agree.
Which, speaking of Tania and George,
yeah,
we forgot a crucial piece about the wedding. I just realized we did not talk about, it was only a moment, but the moment of ultimate shade from her sister.
Oh, yes. I cannot believe I forgot about that. That was like Betsy level shade.
That was Betsy level
like,
shade.
You know, it's great, you know, it's because tattoos are permanent, I guess.
Well, at least that's forever. Or at least that's permanent.
You know, I've enjoyed Tiana's shade from day one.
She was
from when she told Tania she was a bitch.
Yeah, y'all, Tiana.
And Tiana's husband with a big dick face.
If you want to come on our show and rag your sister, come on.
You won't, but that's okay.
You won't, but that's okay.
I got to pee. Is that okay?
Oh, great. I just want to give her a shout out. So, y'all, well, how about this? We're going to pop off to a commercial so Poodle can go pee, and we'll see you in a second.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
All right, we're back, y'all.
Poodle peed.
On the carpet.
On the car.
I piddled.
He's done it before.
We're going to skip Annie and Robert. We're going to come back to them, y'all, because that can't be. We can't not comment there.
We're gonna go to, who are we going to next, Poodle?
Angela and Michael.
Michael.
I just have, not a lot happened here. I think they were just checking on. Obviously, they're not married yet.
They're not.
But I wish that they're going to the marriage registry. And I wrote, I wish I could pull off a hat like this registrar.
It looks great on him.
Shiny.
It was kind of, it fit his head well. I actually said, I wish I could pull off driving to the registrar's office with my jacket hanging out the door. Did you notice that her long cardigan? It was just shutting the door. They were just driving.
And her chest still looks awful.
She's got those track, man.
Oh,
track marks.
Crop circles.
Oh, Angela.
This is the thing. Does her earrings, she's wearing these long green earrings, does it look like her ears hurt? They're so long. They've got to hit and knock onto things, don't they?
It's probably, imagine like Egyptians used to have, you get used to it.
Or maybe she's like deadened to it, like your ass. It's just been plugged so many times.
I haven't felt anything
since 1998.
Yeah, 99 for sure. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
2000 came and went, and I didn't even feel it.
Millennium!
We got Joe Darek in her fade. I love Robbie Williams. He's somebody who's famous in the world, but not here. He's like Kylie Minogue.
He's all very famous all over Europe, yeah.
Just like...
I love Kylie Minogue, but every gay person does. If you're a gay person who doesn't like Kylie Minogue, we need to talk.
We need to talk. I loved her as a kid. She sang Locomotion.
I never came to the realization of that until later. I never... But you know that's a cover, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Were the Beatles the first to do it?
No, you idiot!
Oh, no, that's a... doo-wop song.
Yeah, I don't know who was
it's the
first
women.
To do it.
Everybody
doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
Yeah. I sang that in sixth grade, the first thing I sang in public since Rocky Top. You Rocky know, the, Top was the in more, second grade.
The more I find out about your public performances, I'm amazed that you weren't like taken to sexuality reparation camp.
That was my, it's true. That was my sixth grade show choir. The one, the same one where we did Me Mind on Fire, Me Soul on Fire, Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot.
And let me clarify
and that's
again.
That's the way we sang it.
Me Mind on Fire, Me Soul on Fire.
It's in
feeling
the air.
Hot, hot.
Celebration time. I remember the choir director saying, it's not in the air, Johnny. It's in the air. So we're like, it's in the air.
Wow.
Y'all, I'm still trying to find a choir member that has those outfits to show y'all. They've got to be somewhere.
It's terrifying. The ones that you worked on.
And the Sopranos, we always loved their part because it was feeling hot, hot, hot. I always loved their part.
Anyway, y'all.
What were we talking about?
Angela and Michael.
Oh, and Kylie Minogue. So, that's what we're talking about, yeah.
So it turns out she needs to fill out the form online mm-hmm. in Lagos Internet, which is the best internet, as we've been
told. You know
told.
What? Yeah, because we shaded it.
We got schooled.
Came at us. So apparently the internet's fine.
And so she needs a witness.
That's why it's called Can I Get a Witness.
Yeah. God damn it.
Wow.
How would they know? Couldn't they just get someone to say, this is my friend Claire from South Georgia, and she's a black woman?
They could get a PA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why I feel like this whole episode
was
super manufactured.
They didn't have anything to do. Listen, y'all, if they wanted to get her married, they'll fly Skyla out to watch her get married.
Thank you.
The producers will
have
it
happen. That's not a problem.
It will happen.
Skyla would be on a plane the next day if they'd pay for her.
Fuck, at this point, they could just have Sean Robinson do it. She knows Angela enough. She's been on this show so many times.
That's true. Rebecca could come out.
What's her name? Fucking Ohio bitch girl.
The one who...
what was her name?
Ohio.
Who's Muslim now?
Avery.
Oh, Avery could come out.
Oh, God. I almost forgot about Avery.
You know,
Me and Omar. I think they're still together.
I thankfully forgot about her.
Oh, she's so awful.
If they ever have her on Happily Ever After.
Muslim queen.
Ugh.
Let's hope not. So the next day, they are going to the airport, and Angela's resentful, and she's trying to pick a fight. Now, y'all, this is right out of the Mother Poodle playbook.
I mean, for some of y'all that don't listen to the show, by the way, because some of y'all don't watch the show, you just listen to us, Angela agreed that she will get married there.
Yeah.
She just has to get a witness. Go ahead, Poodle.
So they're going to the airport, and she's picking a fight. She's angry with him at the airport.
I love doing this with you. I'm having such a good time. Keep going, whore.
My mother does the exact same thing. She will pick a fight with me to make it easier.
She does do this because he bitches about it every time he comes. I'll be like,
she picks a fight with me before we go to the airport.
You know what? I think this calls for a section of 90 Day Theater. But
this is just me instead with my mother.
This is actually a flashback of when I ask Poodle how his flight was when he comes back from South Carolina.
Who's playing who?
You can play you.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, Poodle.
Hey.
How was your flight? Did you have a good trip back?
It was fine. Yeah, my mother picked a fight with me near the end.
What did she do this time?
Well, she accused me of when I called Los Angeles home. She's like, oh, God, you'll never have a home. This is your home. Even though I've lived here for almost 15 years. And then I felt terrible about it.
That's a true story.
And every time I fly, she picks a fight with me.
Every fucking time.
To make it easier for her to let me go.
Y'all come at us if your parents pick a fight with you.
Or
your siblings,
if you pick a fight with your kids.
Or do you pick a fight?
Maybe it's a thing that makes
Maybe
it
it's
easier.
A thing.
I swear to God, every time I fly, and I'll never forget this. One time I was like humming when I was packing, and my mother went, you're so happy to be going home. So happy to be leaving us.
It was really bad when the first time, it was after the coma, and you went back to visit. and then came back that
time. Oh, so awful. My mother's like, I just don't want you to like try and die on me again.
Your mother, that trip was, she just guilted you the whole time as it was almost your fault for almost dying.
Oh, yeah, and it was all about her. Interesting.
Y'all, we still are going to tell the coma story.
You can go to our, you can go to the Dear Maddie episode, listen to it all.
Yeah, it's fine.
Anyway, can you not text?
Oh, we literally ended a show early last night because someone texted you a dick pic and you needed to fuck him. So I don't think you have a literally a dick to stand on at this point.
Anyway, so Angela and Michael are fucking around.
They are.
They get each other necklaces. And here's the thing, y'all.
I did not like the font of
hers. No. The more bling you get your fiance, the more desperate you are that they won't leave you.
Here's the deal. I will say, and we said this a little bit last, but I believe that they really love each other.
I think they do.
I know she loves him, but I think he loves her.
He's afraid that she won't, because she's so fickle, and she keeps him gaslit.
Yeah.
That's
her power, though, because she's not pretty or young.
And so she has to have some kind of power.
She has to do that.
Yeah, I get that.
I do think he loves her. I do think he's scared as shit that he's not going to go to be able to come here, which, y'all, this is like, and it's just happened too. We'll see if this plays out on the tell-all. But
Nigeria has just been
closed
off.
Just closed off Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So, like, it really is.
The time was not on their side.
Time was not on their side. If he's not over here now.
Yeah, I think he.
It's going to be a long time before he's out of here.
Agreed.
So
that's
gonna suck.
All I had about those two.
You know what? I think that's all I had too. All right, Angela and Michael. Who do you want to move on to next?
Juliana and Michael.
Juliana and Michael. Not a lot of happened.
This is post wedding, you guys.
I'm gonna agree. I'm just gonna call this and say this: what Poodle said. This was all made up because there was nothing to do.
That's true.
There was nothing to do.
We almost had to check in on them, even though they've been married. So Max shuts the door on Cece because douchebag Michael still has a two-seater.
So I will say this. I feel for Cece. You know why? Because that's Jake. Because if I can't tell you how many times Jake has walked out of the car and shut the fucking door on me.
In a two-seater.
In a two-seater.
I'm sorry. It is everyone for themselves.
He is just not paying attention.
When you get out of a car, it is everyone for themselves.
Won't even check to see if the seat's up for you. I'm just sitting in the back seat.
You can push it up. There's a handle.
If we go on
tour. Whose car was it that we always had to do that for?
Lindsay's her Scion.
Oh, that fucking Scion.
That fucking Scion.
Oh, y'all don't get a Scion.
I don't think they make them anymore.
Because they didn't pass the rollover test.
It was better than her Ford Focus.
Oh, that was
that
a piece
car
of shit.
Had the loudest horn. It'd be like, hey, hey. It was bad.
And it was right near my bedroom, so I'd be working on something and go, cock, cock.
It would go, meh, meh.
And it would scare me every time.
It did scare me.
I'm scared by horn noises, y'all. So Michael's talking about the fact that his heart flutters every time he's with Juliana. I'm sure because that's like 24-year-old pussy.
It is.
That must be I guess you have to take heart medication. Yeah,
probably. He's fluttering.
And they're talking about like Halloween. Like what'd Juliana go as? Sarah says she's like, she went as a zombie and she's like, but she was hot. She got a lot of tricks. and the kids are like, Dad, gross.
I mean, really.
He's gross.
They start talking about this prenup thing. Sarah doesn't care about the prenup.
She doesn't.
She's fine with Michael.
Here's the thing you guys don't know. Anyone with any money at all, and they're getting divorced, and they're marrying someone new, you get trusts for the kids.
Yep.
Both those kids have a trust.
They have a trust. It's fine.
All their money's fine.
Can't touch the trust.
That's
it's
just
fine.
Michael's money that she's worried about.
Yes.
Now she's not worried about Max and Cece. The kids are fine.
The kids are all right.
God, it actually annoys me that I have to like explain this to a larger audience.
It was Like, they should have just left Michael and Juliana where they
were. I agree.
We didn't even need this segment.
Yeah, she wasn't even
Or maybe shown them on a honeymoon. I guess that's happily ever after.
Yeah.
Maybe they
didn't leave the hotel room.
Because Juliana wasn't even in the scene. I bet she was off working and modeling or some shit like that. And they're like, oh, we just need to film something. My main thing is, y'all, Sarah is just like us out there. Because, again, kind of like last episode where Tania was talking and all I could focus on was the fucking electrical outlet by her Tania's head. How many of y'all noticed the huge rip in Sarah's couch?
Oh my God, I noticed it.
And it started to bother me. And then I thought of, wait a minute. I remember when I was a young child, and then I remember when my nephews were young children.
Was a child.
And I'm sure, did your mother say the same thing where she said, well, I'm just not going to get any new furniture because what's the point?
Because my kids ruin it.
All my kids will ruin it. Y'all.
That's true.
Send us pictures of your terrible furniture that you won't get new out of principle because your kids have ruined it. Because
kids will destroy everything.
They will destroy everything. Anyway, that's all I have. Poodle, what are you looking for? You're looking for something.
I don't know where my Robert Nanny notes are. Oh, I think I threw something away. Okay, this is St. John.
Oh, Jesus.
And this is something else. Here, you can start talking about him and I'll find him. There's Jasmine.
Oh, my God.
And here's Mike and Natalie. And here's Juliana and Michael. Where are they?
You know.
Okay, there's Angela and Michael. Oh, there. No, I don't know where they are. Here, I think they're probably over here.
Oh, Jesus. This is what happens when you get the sense fucked out of you.
Oh, there
they are. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for waiting.
I just had to get up and find them.
Great. So we're talking about
Robert and Annie.
Because we did Blake and Jasmine. Oh, are we almost done? Are they the last one?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, we only had a short... Oh, wait, no. You had a pee, so we're fine.
Robert and Annie.
Robert and Annie. Okay. I'm going to say something that's going to be controversial, as Poodle would say. And I'm also going to say something that on this show, we will read you for filth. However, when you do something right, we will tell you.
Agreed.
And this was the best organized wedding, I thought, of all the weddings.
I am loath to say that I agree with you.
They've had a venue.
There was a photographer.
There was a photographer. Their things were matching.
There was a place called the Nice Little Wedding Chapel.
And it was quaint. It was a quaint little... The lighting was not good. It was a lot of fluorescent light.
It was a lot of fluorescent.
Not good. But it was in it like this cute little chapel.
And the chapel had a sign over that said, love never fails.
I thought it was cute. When she walked out.
It does.
It does fail. But when she walked out in her dress and the church was lit from the outside, I actually went, aww.
Her dress looked good. Her dress was a little busty.
It was a little busty, but
that's Annie.
Her hair with the veil.
We didn't see
makeup,
her red shoes that she considered classy.
That's fine. Have your red shoes.
And you know
we
what?
Don't see them.
The wedding was themed.
It was
red and white.
Red and white.
Black.
She looked beautiful.
People were wearing red.
His tux was garish.
It's good that he needed to, right before the wedding, he needed to go park cars at the Westin.
Well, he is an Uber driver.
Y'all,
maybe
that looks like a fucking valet uniform.
It looked like a valet or like a high school version of Guys and Dolls.
It was bad. And Bryson looked cute in it, though, I will say.
Be a lady
and
tonight.
Someone said, by the way, someone's like, Bryson was really chill. I'm like, no, honey, they medicated him. They gave him some ADHD
medication. Did you not see him sleeping in the car?
They gave him a Benadryl.
Yeah, he's got some Ritalin or whatever they give.
Have you seen Bryson normally?
Yeah.
They gave him a sedative.
Yeah.
They gave him, Bryson, come here and eat your cheese.
Eat your cheese.
Eat your peanut butter
eat
sandwich.
Eat your cheese, Bryson. Yeah. I want to say, Robert knows musical theater because Robert said, hey, this wedding come up. I'm excited and scared.
He did say I'm excited.
And he looked like
well,
Red
excited
Riding.
And scared.
Y'all, that's from Into the Woods for you deep cut musical theater queens.
That's not even a deep cut. Y'all should all know Into the Woods.
If your husband well, or your boyfriend just sang Little Red Riding Hood,
you need to have a timeout and says how many dicks you sucked.
Wow, it's your time. You know he wants to suck dicks.
And you know what? If he sings along to that song, you're even in more trouble.
Then he's a...
Woo, waste of time! You know you're gonna be mine!
If he sings along to that song, then...
This boy is a bottom!
Bottom! Anyway, that was by a drag queen group that broke up because, shockingly, they didn't get along
because
together.
Personalities.
Detox and Willem and then some other queen.
Who knows?
Who knows? But I love that Robert said, I take marriage seriously, but I already have 5 children by 4 different
Y'all,
women.
He's
but
traditional.
But this I'm taking serious.
He's traditional. No. No, we need to take some time with this. He's a traditional man. He likes things like his forefathers did. He's traditional.
Did.
You know, if he marries a woman, he's going to stay with her forever. If he, like, shoots his seed in her, he can leave anytime.
Anytime. Oh, gotta drive. Uber called me.
Exactly.
Gotta go.
And, I wrote down, he's such a traditionalist. So, looks like porn granny is not coming.
No. She would have...
No,
stop. The wedding.
No.
Ew. Who objects to this wedding? Hey, dude. Oop, there, that's just my dildo that fit out of my vagina.
Stop.
I'm the poon grandma for this baby.
You can't see it, but he's like actually touching himself when he does it. It's really disgusting.
Weddings make me hot. Where's the bridal party? I once did a porno called Wedding in Havana where 4 Latin men fucked me in tuxes. And I still wasn't done. Just gaping and oozing. And I said, where's the groom? Because I'm a porn granny.
I'm going to keep going because I'm so horrified.
I'm so upset that I discovered this character late in the season.
I'm happy.
I'm really upset. Y'all, come at me if you miss Porn Granny already.
No one is going to. She's disgusting. So Robert is picked up by his cousin, his friend. Now, Robert's cousin, which I never didn't really catch his name, sounds like a combination of Cookie Monster and Yoda.
It's true.
It's like, hey. Robert, what are you going to do?
And
he's like, what's wrong? You got bubble guts? And I wrote, bubble guts you have.
Like Yoda.
Bubble guts you have.
Bubble guts you me have.
So he thinks Robert's got the bubble guts.
Bubble guts you have. He talks like this.
Sounds like vocal damage.
Bubble gut you are.
You sound like a Grover.
When man, I think bubble gut is when man comes in butthole.
I've had the bubble guts, y'all.
Bubble guts me have frequently.
When you're like, ooh, I need to get to a bathroom quickly, but it's not to poop.
The force be inside you.
That was, we just kept it really real just there.
Who knew I could do Yoda? But you know, I think Frank Oz was the voice of Yoda and Grover.
Really? I could believe
that.
Frank
Oz did all the Muppets.
He's dead now.
He is dead.
I wrote down the fact that Robert and Annie. Robert and Annie are the only two that got married in an actual church.
In an actual church.
Now, this I did not see coming.
Robert, who has 5 kids, Annie, who is upset with Porn Grammy, but yet wants to have a stripper threesome with Robert.
Right.
They are the most,
it's beyond. Their faith is important.
Well, you know, they do both come from,
probably
a
Catholic.
Lot of people have one white person or are both white. They come from 2 cultures that rely heavily, no matter what you do, on church.
I can see that.
And so,
but I was shocked that both of them, they were the one couple to get married in church this season.
I know. Now, what did you think of the whole Robert wanting to turn around? Did you think that was made up or do you think he was literally actually stressed out?
No, we have had no signals that this whole season that Robert was going to have a change of heart.
Robert doesn't
have the emotional depth to have a change
of
heart.
I don't think he does either.
I still say it was fake tears they put on him at the service.
No, I think he does care for Annie in his own way. I don't know if...
I will say this. I like Annie a lot more now, and I used, and I did
I have
not.
To say, I do like her.
I did call her a Mensa member, I believe.
But they did bring me around to liking Annie much more this season than I thought I would.
Yeah, I agree.
Robert, I just wish
he'd
get in an Uber and drive off somewhere.
He's an idiot.
He is dumb. Dumb.
That's all I had about those two.
I think Robert's having a lot of second. Now, but I will say this. When he said, I can't do this right now, and they cut, I totally thought he was having a change of heart.
Really? No, I didn't think so. I was a producer flip fake.
Come
out.
At me if TLC got you, because they got me. My
they
mouth,
didn't get me.
Clutch pearls. My mouth was open. I was shocked.
I was like this, and I was like, oh, here we go.
Here I go.
But still, and then he got down on his one knee and was like.
I must say, that was kind of sweet, actually. That was the sweetest he's ever been.
They had the most touching wedding ceremony of everybody.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
I felt the most.
I'm touching my nose. That means I agree.
I thought Annie, like, even just the way Annie was getting ready with her friend in the little bridal, like, it was just what a wedding
should
be.
And y'all, that's unexpected because they did not deserve it.
But you know what? Robert is annoying, but, well, TLC probably paid for that, but they didn't. I will say, Robert's not
You know Robert didn't pay for that.
Well, no, I think he did. I think Robert probably drove and fucking paid for that.
Maybe.
I think he did.
We'll see.
Anyway, get off your phone. Are you looking
I'm
at tricks?
Looking, no, I'm
oh,
looking.
Oh, we've got to do sissy shout-outs. Was that everybody?
Yes, yeah, all it. That's what it was for me.
Well, y'all, that's almost a two-hour show.
Yeah.
Wow, y'all.
And that's why we split it in two, y'all.
Yeah, that's why we split it in two. Because you weren't getting split in two last night.
Maybe.
I noticed your walk weird today.
So we did S and T, so now we're doing U and V.
U and V. Y'all, it's time for our sissy shout-outs.
You go first with U.
We've got some... Well, I'm glad you just threw it on me.
You can pause it if you need to.
It's fine. No, I'm a professional. I'll just keep going.
Yeah.
You gave me U because there's hardly anybody named fucking U.
There's plenty of U's.
Oh, there's plenty of U's. Y'all...
V is a lot harder.
I'm going to go with, let's see, y'all, I'm going to go with, I'm just going to do a rhyme for her first name because I can't do the last name. Y'all, I'm going to do, this is for Tiva. Tiva, Udoi, how do you say that last name? Udoiop.
Udoiop.
Udoiop. Tiva.
Works for me.
Her first name isn't Tiva, but Tiva Udoiop. And y'all, Tiva Udoiop, I'm just going to say one thing about Tiva.
We're definitely saying your name wrong.
We're definitely saying your name wrong. Tiva, she's got a man with a big dick.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, y'all. She's a dick pig. In fact, sorry, y'all. Don't pull over.
Don't pull over.
Don't pull over. This isn't a sissy shout out. This is just fact. Her her boyfriend, her husband, he's hot, y'all, and he is hung. So good
I
for
guess
you, Tiva.
Someone's been creeping someone's post Facebook. No problem with that.
Maybe. But anyway, let's talk about our sissy shout out. So, y'all. Tiva, actually, you think that she would like footwear, but actually she doesn't. She is known in her town as the person that's always barefoot.
Okay.
Winter, summer,
spring, fall.
Winter, charity
summer,
events for church.
Winter, fall. All you got to do is call. And I'll
be barefoot.
Yeah.
All the time. She's barefoot all the time. And a lot of people don't think this is a big deal, but why she can do it. Y'all, she is one of those inspirational teachers that has you walk on lava rocks.
Oh, that, I love those.
And so she teaches the entire time on lava rocks. She hasn't felt the bottom of her feet or her vagina because her husband's hung in like 5 years.
It's like you haven't felt your ass in 10
Pretty
years.
Pretty much. So Tiva's actually my soul sister. So y'all, if you need some inspirational teaching, just look up Tiva You do it, y'all. Right there on the sissy squad. Poodle, what about your sissy?
Mine is Brooke Langine.
This doesn't rhyme with anything. I just, for the
Brooke
record.
Langine.
Oh, this is a. This
Brooke
is a,
Langine.
This is an old school sissy. This is one of my Oklahoma friends.
This is my V. We don't know her. That's what that's,
I do.
God damn it. You don't understand what we're doing.
Shook's going to love this.
No, this is a city shout out to Brooke Langine.
Langine.
Y'all, she is a professional downhill skier.
I think she might be.
Really?
No.
She goes everywhere. She's like, she'll like, you know, most skiers ski in the snow. She'll just ski on grass if she can.
Or like that one ski place in Abu Dhabi.
I don't know anything about
that.
Yeah,
they have a ski place there.
Like with snow?
Grass. Does she ski sand, like sand dunes?
Can you not hone in on my sissy shout out, please?
No, I'm asking.
Fuck off. Anyway, she skis on the snow, on the grass. It's whatever. And the weirdest thing is, y'all, she's also a huge ass pothead.
Oh.
So she's like doing blunt the whole time.
So skiing and doing doobie?
Uh-huh. And when she's not like smoking weed, she holds the joint in her twat.
Oh.
You know, you can just hold it right there.
Oh.
You just sit there.
I guess I thought it had four holes, so you don't want to talk to me.
You did. Anyway, so she's great at that. And surprisingly, she's so good, she has her own sponsorship.
Oh, really?
And she goes on QVC to sell it. And so she sells things for the... She's her biggest sponsorship is the Squatty Potty, y'all. She loves to talk about like doing a big poop right into it, and she's standing up. And you know what? And she's like smoking a doobie while she's on the Squatty Potty. And so they're asking you, oh, it's so easy. And y'all, I've never seen anyone like shit on air, but she just takes a big dump on air on QVC.
Look at her.
And a woman in like a really bad blonde haircut goes, oh, that's so easy. Look how easy that poop comes out. Look at that Squatty Potty. You think we charge $40? No, not $35. No, not $30. $300 for a Squatty Potty. And y'all, Brooke Langine makes all that money.
Good for you, Brooke Langine.
Anywho, that's mine.
All right, then.
Y'all, that was our first two-part episode for a huge motherfucking... That was like taking an 18-inch dick.
I mean, so much of
it. Or at least a 10-inch, but you have to tap out occasionally.
Yeah, you have that. After that sissy shout-out, imagining Brooke sitting on the Squatty Potty, you've got me thinking now of, like, I've got the soundtrack in my head, because you said music. You know that music they play after somebody uses Proactiv and their skin's clear? That's in my head now.
You're not ugly anymore. Because you know that, y'all, Proactiv is the smartest commercial, because it basically says, y'all, we know you got bad skin. All these people had it, and now they're getting regular dick.
Regular dick.
Or pussy. And we know this is the only way for you to get regular dick and pussies for your skin to clear up. So you need Proactiv. So you're going to pay whatever the fuck you need to.
Yep. But be careful. It'll bleach your towels if they're colored.
It will.
It literally, if you don't have a white towel, it's benzoyl peroxide. It will, you wash your face, it bleaches your towels.
I always had pretty good skin, so I never had to worry about it.
I never had it either.
You just heard from people?
No. My boyfriend used to use Proactiv, and it bleached her towels, and I was like, I've got to get you on good skincare.
He has bad skin?
No, he doesn't. A lot of people use Proactiv since, like, high school. Y'all, I mean, if it works for you, fine. But if you're in your 30s now, probably time to switch from Proactiv. It's probably overdriving your skin.
Yeah, you can use, like any kind of, like...
Come at the Sissy Squad. We talk about skincare all the time.
I think that's it.
Which reminds us, y'all... If you're not in the Facebook group, as Poodle says, we're having a good time in there.
We're having a good time in the Sissy Squad.
Come down to find us on the Facebook group. You can find also all of our merch and our other podcasts.
At sissythattalk.com/merch.
That's merch. That's there. We've got our sweet tea. We've got We're going to do a Bitchcraft episode tonight.
Tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah, so that's happening too. So all good stuff coming. Dear Maddie Show, Riverdale, we're probably not going to do anymore.
Unless there's gay stuff.
If there's gay sex, come at us.
If Archie gets his dick sucked, y'all, I'll be the
first
one to do an on-site reporting.
First there. We'll be there. Also, you can...
All ships at sea.
All ships at sea. Thank y'all for bearing with us on this two-party. You can come at us on Cameo. You can... Other stuff. We've got a meetup coming.
And y'all, I love a review. Leave us a review because we're... I'm thirsty for them.
Thirsty
I'll be honest.
For a review. But more, if y'all don't do any of that shit, none
Our
of it...
survey.
Survey says...
Ding!
Ding! Come at us.
Survey says... Dick pig. Can I see dick pig?
Can I see dick pig? Sorry.
Ding!
So come at
99 points.
99 points. Y'all, next week is the tell-all. It's going to be a two-parter again.
Oh, God.
We don't know.
We're probably going to do one show, though, because it's going to be a two-parter.
I think.
Let's hope so.
The last time they did it a two-parter, they did it two nights, or did they do it one week and then the next week? I think they did. Didn't they do like a Monday night and then a Tuesday night?
I think it was two nights. I think it was both
Let's
Sunday
see,
back to back.
Before the 90 days, it's supposed to air 23rd. So I bet you what they're going to do, I bet you they'll do the tell-all. I bet they're going to air it all next week, like a Sunday and Monday night.
Oh, fuck me. That means there'll be two episodes next week.
That means we'll have to do so much more shit. Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because so aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you yourself are a lonely heart and you find yourself a 90-day fiancé, call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.